we'd end up guard to guard. Where they're the weakest, the Rams are the strongest, and I expect them to play all sorts of games with twists and stunts, line stunts, stunts. I expect all of those things to happen today, and I'm curious on whether or not the Bears can handle that.
You know, I make fun of the Bears being a sideways team offensively, but they are. A lot of their concepts are lateral concepts. And one way you defeat the or mitigate the efficacy of anything going on that way is to get the ball out. And we saw it on consecutive plays in the last game with that little smoke route thing that they ran to Anthony Miller. They're bad at setting up screens, and I don't think they'll have the time to set up true screens. But there may be opportunities to have guys make plays on the edge that if there's a cushion, just throw it to that guy and take the 5 yards you're being given. And don't worry about having to construct a perfect pocket. Make sure maybe sometimes the wheel type routes, the throw to a place and have a guy run to it kind of route. Or, like you say, off the RPO, it's that stick route to the tight end. And I want that to be more Cole Kmet than Jimmy Graham, because unless you're at the 5 yard line, you know, you then have to do something once you catch it. And I trust that Kmet can do more.
Well, let's give Ryan Pace credit, because I think everyone, myself included, when they made the move to bring in Jimmy, we're like, wow, they jumped out in free agency to go get him. And he has been an effective red zone target for them. And I think that the role that they've used him in has been perfect. You're right. I want more Cole Kmet. I want to see if he can develop into not just being a guy that you're asking to block the five technique, but a guy that is going to streak down the middle of the field and create mismatches against the linebackers. I think that he has progressed each week, that he's really been given a high snap count, and there's no reason for him to not be the primary tight end read for the Bears today. I think that he deserves that opportunity to do that. And it was a really nice catch in traffic in the end zone last week for that touchdown. But I think that he's capable of more. And I want to see more from him in this game.
And just run the ball. Find a way to find a crease. You can't just run right up a fat guy's ass every time and fall down for a yard and a half. Like, if you have to spread them out a little bit, make your own angles somehow. Find a way. If they want to play games up front and stunt, it's zone blocking anyway. They don't have individual assignments necessarily. And if you're going to run zone, you don't have to identify that's your guy, that's my guy. Find something in the opposing uniform and push it backward.
Well, to speak to your point, Mr. Bernstein, do you know in what formation the Bears are most effective running the ball?
That's a great question. In what formation are they most effective running the ball?
And if I say 13 personnel, 12 personnel, or 11 personnel?
My guess is that this is counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go, because you would think that it would be the heavy package.
Right. And I think it'd be the elephant thing when they have three tight ends out there and you're thinking, all right, they're getting a hat on a hat and you're able to run it.
And I'm because in the zone, you usually have a numbers advantage. If you execute it correctly, you have three to their two. However, I'm going to think that is also enough of a giveaway that defense's preparation and assumption of a run would mean they would be less likely to bite on fakes. I'm gonna go with 12.
They're the most effective running the ball in 11 personnel.
Wow.
They have done a much better job of spread them out and let them run when they have three wide receivers on the field. So I suspect that that's where you'll see the chunk of their yardage in the run game come from. And I know that there are some people who think that what you do against Aaron Donald is to run away from him, and there are others that say you got to go right at him. So I'm curious to see what Matt Nagy does, because they've, as weird as it sounds, they've actually done a decent job in these last two games against Aaron Donald. And he got loose at the end, ended up getting Chase Daniel. But in the games where Mitch was the quarterback, they've done a decent job of neutralizing him. Does that continue today, and are you able to run the ball. Like, that's it, it's so fascinating. Like, I'm so into watching what this ends up looking like today. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. So, Dan, I'm loaded, man.
Your first guest broke some news today.
Yeah, Josina Anderson is going to join me at 12:20. And here, the reason that I called Joe is not because she broke the OBJ news, but because she sat down and did a 15-minute interview with Danny Trevathan. And so now we'll get an idea of why he started off slowly, and it's good stuff. Joe Ostrowski is going to be on to tell you what to bet tonight.
Steve, yeah, the line's weird. I'm following Joe's Twitter, and he's wondering if anybody is actually taking the Rams and giving those points.
Yeah, me too. And when you look at their resume of wins, it seems a little bit off. So we're going to talk with Joe about that and ask him a couple of props and just get his thoughts. Like, Joe just isn't a bet guy. Like, he's a guy that understands what's going on with the team. Steve Weish of the NFL Network is going to join me at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to get a live preview from Mark Grody at 1:20. If you want your football meaty, we got you covered for the next 2 hours.
Cool stuff, Lawrence. Thanks. We'll talk tomorrow.
Dan, I'll see you tomorrow. That is Dan Bernstein. He hosts from 9 a.m. until noon. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you from noon until 2. It's a Bears Monday, even though they haven't played yet, because we are going to preview the hell out of this game. This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number for kids. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What is one to do with the Cowboys? Because they're a team that gets a lot of attention, and some of it is not warranted, the attention that they get.
Dallas is 0-6 against the spread. I was talking about this on my night show a little bit earlier this week, and I think the Cowboys fit. And it's really a Bears conversation, but I think it's something important. Like, we have ideas in our mind what certain teams are going to do. The Cowboys are being pumped up as a team that you should take out of the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. Normally, I'd say, oh, now it's a bet on spot. You probably have some value in the line, but Mike McCarthy's still the head coach. Andy Dalton is behind a decimated offensive line. I don't know how you could possibly back this team. This is a stay far away game for me, because you would expect a motivated Cowboys team, but I don't even know if we should expect that. We're hearing anonymous quotes from Cowboys players this week to Slater over at NFL Network. They're like, yeah, these coaches don't know what they're doing. They have no idea how to adjust on the fly. That offensive line going against the Washington football team's front, I mean, big advantage Washington. I see why this is a pick 'em right now. Even though Washington has lost 5 games in a row, I could see them taking down the Cowboys, and the Cowboys lose once again, and all of a sudden they're 2-5, and we're wondering if Mike McCarthy is going to be fired by good old Jerry.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
That right there is why I love having Joe Ostrowski on the show, and he's going to join me at 12:40 to break down what you should bet in the Bears-Rams game tonight. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I am so happy that you're here with me. Bears are getting ready for Monday Night Football as they get ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams of Los Angeles and Anaheim and any other city that might be anywhere close to where it is that they play. We are going to spend the show talking about that. And Herbie and I got together, and we've even started talking about tomorrow's show. So tomorrow's show, you know how we started Top 5 Tuesdays? Tomorrow's Top 5 Tuesday is going to be the top 5 things that came out of this game. So it might be players, it might be something weird that an announcer says, but our top 5 tomorrow is going to be that. So if you're watching tonight, and I know that you will be, and you have a recommendation, hit me up and hashtag it Top 5 Tuesday, and we'll make sure that you're a part of the conversation that we're going to have. Man, we are loaded up. I'm fired up. I feel like Ryan Pace. Let me say it like Ryan Pace. I'm fired up, guys. I'm really fired up, guys. But I am. I'm fired up for there to be a big game tonight between the Bears and the Rams. Like, Monday Night Football, Island Game, the weekend of football itself, of NFL football. College football, not so much. But NFL football was incredibly exciting. And I want to, I hope that, that tonight's game captures that. It'd be great, of course, if the Bears are going to win, because this stretch of games that the Bears are in is rough. It starts tonight over the next 6 weeks that they've got a rough schedule in front of them. And now you have to start wondering about the back end of the schedule, because don't look now, Matt Patricia and the Detroit Lions are back to 500 after they, poor Todd Gurley, tried to stop himself at the one and just ended up falling into the end zone. So here's what we have for you. Josina Anderson is going to join me in the next segment. She talked with Danny Trevathan, and if you want to get a sense of why Danny started off the season as poorly as he has, Josina actually has some intel on that. So we'll talk with that. And we had a conversation on her show where I was talking about how people in Chicago are skeptical about the 5-1 Bears, and she didn't quite get that. So we're going to get into that too. Joe Ostrowski joins me at 12:40 to break down the bets that you should have in the game. 1 o'clock, Steve Weiss from the NFL Network. He's terrific. I'm looking forward to talking with him about this matchup between the two teams. And then Groats, our guy Mark Grody, is going to be on the show around 1:20, like 1:25-ish, and we'll figure it out. If you've forgotten, remember that Leonard Floyd is a Ram. And you know how Leonard Floyd loves to show out on national television. When it comes to Monday Night Football, he is a guy that makes plays. Now, granted, most of the time those plays were being made against the Green Bay Packers. And I believe when he left here, about half of the sacks that he had as a Bear came against Aaron Rodgers. Here's hoping that that's not the reverse tonight, and it's a revenge game for Leonard Floyd, and he puts you in peril. I think you should probably be more concerned about the bowling ball of knives that is Aaron Donald in the middle of the defensive line and the way that he is going to be deployed throughout this game. This is the biggest challenge. I'm looking on the schedule, and quite honestly, and the Bears, for the most part, did a decent job against Ndamukong Suh. I'm looking on the rest of the Bears' schedule. I feel like from an offensive line standpoint and an imminent threat to your quarterback, that this is the biggest threat on the schedule. Aaron Donald so far this year, 7.5 sacks, 36 pressures, and 6 tackles for losses. They line him up a little bit of everywhere. Sure, you're going to see him head up on a guard. You're also going to see him slide out the tackle. You're going to see him rush the passer that way. You're going to see them do the whole thing where they stunt him, and they're going to try and confuse the Bears' offensive line. And as I've said for the last couple of days, I feel like this is great strength versus great weakness. The middle of the Bears' offensive line, the interior, guard to guard, has been a struggle. I'm not a huge fan of the tackles, but I think that they've been better than guard to guard. And now you're putting the most lethal weapon, Jeff Speakman, out there in Aaron Donald. And it's going to be up to that middle of the Bears offensive line to communicate well and to try and slow him down. He is so fun to watch if you're not watching him go up against your team. And tonight you're going to watch him go up against your team. Let's speak on the Rams for a second. I do think that this is a step up in class for the Bears, and I think that this stretch of games that the Bears are on is significant. These next 6 weeks are significant. But let's be fair to the Bears. If we're going to throw shade at the Bears for their 5-1 record, which is a little disjointed, I grant you that. It doesn't seem like a 5-1 team. Let's throw some shade the way of the Los Angeles Rams, who are 4-2, and all of their wins have come against the incredibly awful NFC East. So that's where they're at. Now, Jared Goff has played really well. I think he's posted 4 passer ratings of above 100 so far this season. But again, the wins have been against the NFC East. This line seems a little off to me, and I'm going to talk about that with Joe Ostrowski coming up at 12:40. This is a team that can be beat. I am a little concerned if LA deploys a 4 wide receiver set on what happens, and the Bears better tackle, because two of the guys that play for the Rams, Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, are in the top 5 in yards after the catch. So everyone better be tackling like Kyle Fuller today. Don't let those guys get there. And by the way, if you're looking for yards after the catch on the Bears, they're near the bottom. There are some other statistics that I want to throw your way that are not going to make you feel good. But the next segment, I am so looking forward to you hearing me and Josina. The queen of NFL breaking news strikes again. She got the Odell Beckham story out there. She's going to be on the show with me next. And the reason that she's on the show is because she did an interview with Danny Trevathan. And we've all been sitting here trying to figure out exactly what's wrong with Danny Trevathan. Why has he not been the player that we saw? And he's been better the last couple of weeks. Josina has some answers on that front. She joins me next to talk about it. Bears, Rams, we're previewing it all damn day here on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Always a joy to talk to Jerry DiNardo.
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great. Man, I miss you guys.
Yeah, David, I don't know that I could pick a surprise team. I think Ohio State, Penn State stand on their own. They're going to be the two best teams. You know, I think Michigan's a great story. I mean, when is it going to happen? I think Northwestern is that third team that could be tied for the West Division.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. I'm pretty sure Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians wasn't telling the truth yesterday when he said Tom Brady had nothing to do with the team adding Antonio Brown. Arians would like us to believe that he and GM Jason Light made the decision on their own because they were worried about their depth at wide receiver. No one believes that, right? At the very least, there is no chance the Bucs would add any receiver of note without getting TB12's approval. But we also know that Brady wanted Brown in Tampa Bay back in the spring. Back then, Arians said there was no room for Brown. Arians didn't change his mind a few months later because of some injuries. Brady won. He's getting his guy. It's disappointing that Brady has made someone like Brown his guy. It's disappointing the Bucs are okay with this, and it's disappointing Arians didn't have a better story yesterday. I'm Andrew Bogut.
This segment is being brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Open enrollment is November 1st. Through GetCoveredIllinois.gov, you can get the information you need to pick health insurance for pre-existing conditions and preventative care. Also, you're guaranteed essential health benefits like prescription drugs, hospitalization, and so much more. When it's time to enroll, trust the .gov. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Open enrollment is November 1st. GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
As a professional painter, you're only as good as your last job. Make it count with Behr Pro i300 interior paint from the Home Depot, starting at just $17.99 a gallon, and that's before the Pro Extra discount. You get superior hide and coverage, fast, easy application with a sprayer, roller, or brush, and you'll make sure your next job is your best job. Behr Pro i300 interior paint, starting at just $17.99 a gallon. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Available in-store and online.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Your voice,
your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National